10. The countdown blares above Sonny's head. 9. Sonny connects the last node and the orb vanishes. On the shiprock monitor, Sonny sees it pop up in the garage right in front of Connor and Nessa. He's made it without a password, so all they have to do is place a hand on it and they'll be transported back to Silver Quicken. Still, he can't bear to watch. What if his friends don't figure it out in time? Instead, he turns to his own orb. 3, the robotic voice says. 2, 1. As Sonny grabs the orb, he looks up at the dome screen displaying the shiprock simulation. It flickers, then goes black.
See you two in Silver Quicken, I hope, he says, and then the world around him goes dark too.
He tumbles onto the ground hard. When he looks up, he's in the woods. In the nearby trees, he sees the bushy tail of his coyote mount, second angry, and he knows he's in the Silver Quicken forest. Connor and Nessa are standing over him. Nessa offers him a hand as he stands. Are you okay? She asks.
I am now. I'm so glad to see you, Sonny says. I was so worried that the portals I made wouldn't work.
Wait, Nessa says. You put that portal there? So we could escape? Sonny tries to ignore the doubt in her voice and nods.
Wow, Connor says. You saved us.
As they ride to Silver Quicken on their mounts, Connor fills Sonny in on the Sphinx, and Sonny tells him all about the control room. Nessa hangs back, quiet. Back at the stables, Connor and Sonny can't stop talking. They're both dying to know IR's master plan behind all these simulations, and they eagerly swap theories. Finally, Sonny latches the door to his mount's stall and heads out of the stable.
All right, he calls to his friends. See you tomorrow.
Wait! Nessa comes rushing after him. There's something I need to say. She pauses and looks at the ground.
I owe you an apology, she says. I doubted your leadership, and I shouldn't have. Connor and I were in real trouble, and we wouldn't have made it out without your help. What you did with the orbs under all that pressure, that was really impressive.
Thanks, Nessa. Sonny says. He remembers her voice in his head. So, what's the plan?
You were a big help, too.
Nessa looks confused, but Sonny just smiles and heads for the school. He can't wait to report the group's findings about the orb to Mentor Xenon, and then head home.
Time to head back to the real shiprock, he says.